B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Ordinarily, when a friend of yours gets engaged and makes the announcement, Loren, you get pretty excited.
Yeah.
You know, jump up and down. We get to go dress shopping and all that stuff, whatever it may be. But that's not the case with our friend Nicole.
No, we were out on Saturday night. And Nicole, did you see something on Instagram or did you get a text message?
I was not on Instagram. I got a text message from someone else in the friend group. And then I got two more text messages. And then I got two more text messages about, have you seen Facebook? Have you seen Instagram? Yada, yada. And so at that point, I logged on. And the first thing that I see is a post about how my best friend of, 10 years is engaged to her girlfriend. And
you know, you had no idea.
No idea.
Well, you expected to get a phone call before social media.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm getting.
Or at all.
Yeah. Like, if I'm getting engaged, like, my thought process, my best friends are going to hear at some point either that I'm ring shopping, that I'm thinking about planning it.
Right.
Like, my friends are going to have some.
They're not going to be shocked that happened.
Like
they
may not be there or be involved in the proposal, but they'll still know that it's going to happen.
So you're not necessarily upset at the fact that you found out through social media. You're upset that this hit you blindsided. You had no idea this was happening.
Yeah, there's a lot that I'm upset about. Like, I'm not.
No, there's more to it too, Roy.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're not in love with the person that.
No.
Okay.
No. And I was a fan for the sake of she's my best friend and I want what makes her happy.
You're talking about her partner. You're not a fan of the partner.
Right.
Okay.
So I got over that and I, you know, decided to be on board because at the end of the day, like, people are going to do whatever they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can either, you know, get with it or get lost. But, you know, I'm just at this point, I mean, at our age, like, healthy is a thing. Like,
yeah.
And it's just not my version of what I think is healthy.
Does this friend of yours live in Charlotte?
No.
Okay. So is it
close enough?
Yes, close enough.
I was going to say maybe it's possible that, you know, she just kind of because you're out of sight, out of mind type thing.
No. This is like a day one.
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
No.
Like, you know, like you have
you've
like
known since day one.
No. Like you have your like. I feel like a lot of people. Like, we're all best friends.
This is your ride or die friend.
Right.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. Well, do you talk to this best friend at least once a day through text?
Not once a day, but things have gotten a lot, communication has gotten shorter since this person's gotten involved. This person is not a confident person.
The partner,
mm-hmm. Which makes an insecure person turn into an insecure lover, which always affects the friends.
Okay. Roy and Loren, I have a question here,
mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask Nicole.
Okay.
And it's going to be a big question.
Okay.
Does your friend, your so-called best friend, who you want to know everything about, know?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You have moved.
Yeah. And that
thought you were going to get her. There,
I thought I was
going
to get her. Like, no, I didn't have a chance to tell her that. Then I was going to say, well,
nope.
That's pretty big news. Moving is almost as big as like.
No.
Yeah.
Well, no, but with this move, there are a lot of emotions that I've gone through.
Sure.
In the past week or two, that she has been fully aware of.
Oh.
I mean, I have not. Neither Loren or myself. Like, if you follow Loren on social media, you know that she said goodbye to Finley. You know that. She moved to New York. Like, you know all these things, and which means she knows them, and she hasn't even, like, stepped out of her world to reach out to me.
Now, you may have said this. Is your friend the one who got on the knee or did the proposing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yes.
So it's not like.
It's not like she
it wasn't
got
a
proposed.
Surprise to her, yeah. Right. We just got a text message from 336 that says, Nicole, I got married and didn't tell my best friend of 15-plus years. Got married, not engaged.
Well, they must not be best friends. Right?
Is there something to the fact that your friend knows that you're not fond of the partner and she's kind of like sheepish?
She didn't want to hear it from you?
Yeah, I do. And our friend group, like, that's the thing is like
nobody knew, right?
Nobody knew. I'm her best friend in like 10 years, but she's also got another best friend in our friend group that she's known for, you know, 12, 15 years. And she wasn't even in the loop of any of it. So I think that's what it is I think
she chose
him. Well, you know, and now I kind of get it from her angle. You know, no one supports me.
But that should be a red flag. I don't think if every person in my life was not excited for me, or if I felt too worried to talk to my best friends about a proposal, that would be a red flag to me.
Right, but you don't get that when you're going through it. You see
correct.
That afterwards.
Absolutely.
But okay, that's why I said, I was like, Nicole, you should still be there for her, because you're going to have to be there to pick up the pieces when this goes sideways.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We're dealing with some issues here with producer Nicole, who found out her best friend got engaged and didn't tell you at all.
Still hasn't.
Still hasn't said anything.
Yeah, so I saw this news Saturday night, so who knows when it actually happened. Like, I don't know if her partner posted, like, immediately after it happened, but as it is Monday morning, still no word.
Did you like the post so she knows that you know?
Nope.
Okay.
And I specifically did not like the post.
Okay.
And it's because you're not in love with your best friend's partner. You don't feel like they're a great combination for each other.
I will say that that's half of it, yeah.
Yeah. So right before we went to the Jonas Brothers song a little while ago, we said there's a whole other part of this.
Mm-hmm.
What, I mean, the other part that's glaring is, are you going to go to the wedding? Will you be in the wedding party if she asks you to?
I don't know. Like, and Lauren and I talked about this, is because at first, like, while I'm texting my friends, like I'm texting with people who are
fired up.
Yeah, who are fired up, but also who are people who would be part of that bridal party. And when I'm asking, like, what they would do, because we're obviously, like, that's somebody who would be my maid of honor. You know, like that's how close we are.
This person getting married, yes. This woman, yeah.
But if she asked me, like, part of me wants to say no, because how can I, like, knowing what I know and have had to been there for her during some times, like, I don't know how. I feel like going to it shows that I accept it,
support
or
it.
Like, I support it, but like, I support her happiness, but as a best friend, I feel like I know I can call BS when BS is BS.
Mm-hmm. I bet she's not even going to invite you.
Wow, you think? I don't think they'll have a regular wedding. I think they'll elope.
Yeah,
I think there's so much damage done with the friends at this point. That,
well, I mean, why would you want people at your wedding that you know that doesn't support your decision? So I bet, you know.
That's sad, and I feel really bad for you.
Yeah, no, I mean, that sucks, because my job as a best friend is to be there, and it's hard to be there when you won't let me be there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy you a beer tonight at Bark in the Park at BB&T. Sweet. Yeah, we'll make up for it.
Let's talk with Donovan and Charlotte, who's gotten married and didn't tell anyone. Hey, Donovan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, we're doing really well. So what would you like to say?
Well, for me, I got married. I met a girl, and it just all fell together, and it happened kind of fast. And I was just about to get out of the military, and me and my friends had made a bunch of plans to do things when I got out. So I was super nervous to tell them that I had gotten married, because I guess I was apprehensive that maybe they wouldn't. I knew that they would have their feelings hurt, and maybe they would be mad at me.
But did they know the woman that you got married to and not approve of it? Or was it just you didn't know how they would receive it because you had already made plans?
I didn't know how they would receive it, because we all together had made plans. Once I got out, we were going to do certain things, and that obviously wasn't going to happen anymore.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Donovan. See, this might be more common than we think.
Should it be?
But it puts you in a really tough spot. Like you said, you want to be the best friend, and you want to take her and be like, this is not right. Like, I'm not okay with this, but you're not going to win that fight. Clearly,
exactly.
She's drawn the line in the sand, and she's chosen her side.
And that's what I'm at, is because what good is going to come if I
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Her saying congrats, like she clearly knows that's BS.
Yeah.
But then I can't text her and say, hey, you're making a mistake, because that's me being selfish about the whole thing.
And you know what else?
What's that?
I was going to say, what else sucks is that when this doesn't work out, like you think it's probably not going to, she's going to be mad at you for not telling her. But you can't tell her now.
I swear to you, that happened to me.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
That literally happened to me. And I was like, I said it in so many words, eight different ways, without coming right out and being like, hey.
Did you just swear?
I said, if this chick comes to me.
I heard different,
so I dumped.
What?
I dumped the S word.
You did not enunciate the...
Yeah.
If this chick.
Okay, that's much better.
There you go. We heard it that time.
Our buddy Josh in Lancaster's on.
So dramatic.
I thought you said it too, Nicole.
Josh, didn't you think she said the S word?
Hey, Bo,
didn't you think that Nicole just said the S word?
Well, I'm going to take her aside and say no.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, Josh. I think I know what I'm doing.
Maybe you got passionate real quick.
It's my first time on the radio?
Yeah, but it's not, but still. All right, Josh, what would you like to say?
See, I had a best friend to do me the same way that Nicole's did her. He told me about him getting engaged and everything, but then I didn't know he got married until I seen the photos on Facebook. So, you know, he knew me and Vicky had got engaged, but he didn't know that we got married until he heard us on Kiss 95.1.
Oh, so you did the same thing back.
So, you know, the way I look at it, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Josh, your friend found out that Roy married you at the Duncan in Gastonia, and that's how he knew you were married. Yeah,
right. And believe me, he cut up like Cheeto on Tarzan's shoulder.
They did what now?
Something about Cheetos.
I don't know, but it was funny.
And the shoulder was involved.
Hey, did you see your wedding video? By the way, went viral. It got picked up by a national TV show and locally here?
I seen that.
That's good.
That is awesome.
Yep.
And again, I want to thank everybody.
Hey, yeah, man.
You got it, dude. Thanks.
You're the best.
Thanks. All right, look, you and Josh have something in common. You both have best friends who don't want to listen to you.
Now, to play devil's advocate, is there a chance that this person, that her partner is actually really, really good, and you're only getting the bad whenever the bad stuff happens?
No.
And maybe she's upset because this partner is stealing the best friend, is filling the void that Nicole
used to
have.
Saying?
Maybe.
No.
I'm just trying to be devil's
Nicole's
advocate.
Nicole's not petty like that.
No.
She can share.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
But I do, like, at this, I think everyone goes through a time, like, everyone's had that one relationship that takes you away from your friends. Usually you're, like, 18 or 20, but you learn from that. And then after that, you're like, you know what? My friends are the most important thing.
Yeah.
So you go into your next relationship and you don't let it happen. The problem is now we're 27, 28, and you still don't know how to differentiate your friends, your own life, and your life with your significant other. Like, to me, that's a red flag. Like, you should be able to split the two, no problem on either side.
Yeah. Well, she knows that you're not happy. But keep us updated. Let us know what happens. Let us know when she reaches out to you.
It's 48 hours and counting.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.